Hello, and welcome to the Positive Sports Report, covering middle school athletics for the San Juan Unified School District. I'm Dana Smith, the Middle School Athletics Director for San Juan Unified School District, a teacher and a coach at Carnegie Middle School, and a certified trainer for Positive Coaching Alliance. In this episode, we have 10 tips for sports parents from Carol Dweck, and we have an interview with San Juan Unified School District Director of Secondary Education, Darren Kitchen. Let's roll. So let's look at 10 tips for sports parents by Carol Dweck. And this comes to us from Positive Coaching Alliance. First of all, we want to have fun. We know all coaches and parents spoil the fun. Sports should be something kids look forward to and feel good about. We want to grow their skills through mentoring and practice, praise effort, and the development of higher level skills. We want them to become a good team member. Win at all costs teams often develop an every player for themselves mentality. Great teams have great chemistry, and parents and coaches encourage the members to cheer for and help each other. We want full effort and commitment. Winning is secondary, but it often follows full effort and commitment to growth. When they lose, analyze and learn. Share the team's disappointment, but don't dwell on it. Don't do finger pointing and blaming. Learn how to get better and get to work. When they win, analyze and learn. There's always room for growth. Examine strengths and weaknesses and put in the work to continue to grow. Educate other parents. Many parents may be in a win-at-all-cost mindset. Bring them on board with the goals of having fun, growing skills, and building team spirit. Help them understand this is better for their kid and the team in the long run. Minimize talk about talent. Talk about talent can limit the growth of kids. Keep it to a minimum and focus on effort. Highlight developing skills. This gives kids permission to take on tough challenges and make mistakes. This is where growth and improvement comes from. And lastly, stay mindful of one of Carol Dweck's mantras. I've always been deeply moved by outstanding achievements and saddened by wasted potential. All right, we are really lucky today to have a person who's my supervisor for middle school sports and the director of secondary education for San Juan Unified. We have Darren Kitchen with us today. How are you doing, Darren?
Good, Dana. It's good to see you. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, good to see you too.
Yeah.
All right. You ready for your warm-up?
I'm ready.
It's a very deep philosophical question. What did you want to be when you were a kid and why?
Oh, goodness gracious. I want to say I can't, how do I remember back so far?
Yeah.
But then that makes me feel old, which I might be. I will say that, like a lot of kids, I remember distinctly because I was involved. My parents had me playing in a lot of different sports. And as a kid, I always was like, you know what I really want to be? I want to play, X sport professionally, right? And so I remember my earliest and times as a kid wanting to do that. And then I remember, even just recently as my own kids, as they've been getting old, at that younger age, they've made similar statements as they're playing in a sport. And so it kind of reminded me. But if it wasn't that, once I got a little bit older, what I really wanted to do was I wanted to coach and get into coaching for a profession. And I did that for a little while.
Yeah. I got the opportunity. I got hurt my senior year for a couple of weeks. I was out for like a week. So I went down and just for football. And I went down and helped coach the JV team. And that was just like getting bit by a bug doing that. Then going out of high school, I didn't plan on that. I was going to be an accountant. Decided I couldn't do that. And then I said, I want to be a coach. So I got into teaching and good thing I changed my mind because that's been a blessing for sure.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's something about that, something about athletics that can be appealing to people. I even had thoughts of when I first started college, I was like, oh, I'm going to get into pre-physical therapy. And it was really because I was looking at it from the angle of athletics. You know, I wanted to work with athletes and whatnot. And so, yeah, that's always been something that's been a priority for me that I really have a passion for.
And well, you mentioned the physical therapy thing. There's so many different angles into sports. You know, you can do sports management. You can be an agent. You can be a coach. You can do physical therapy, be a trainer. There's right. so many parts to it that you can kind of find something that fits what you like to do. So,
yeah, even more now than there used to be back in the day.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. All right. Tell us a little bit about your background, and you mentioned coaching in sports as well.
Yeah, I you know, when I finished playing, I played baseball out of high school, went to college, and was fortunate enough to do that. And when I finished there, I decided to get into coaching, you know, like I wanted to do. And I did that for 5 years. And when I was coming back from the University of Wyoming, which is where I was at the end of my coaching career, I had realized that I didn't want to do that anymore. And I was probably in my mid to late 20s and decided that I wanted to finish my degree, which I hadn't finished. And I ended up having a professor who said, you know what, you've been coaching all these years, and really what you've been doing is teaching, and you would make a good teacher. I really encourage you to get into teaching. And so that was my entrance into the teaching profession, and went and got my credential, got my master's, went and did doctoral work, and taught in a public school, and then also taught at the university preparing teachers.
Yeah, I always say coaching is teaching. It's mm-hmm. just a different classroom, but it's teaching. You know,
that, the highly effective coaches and the highly effective teachers have many of the same characteristics, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. All right. You and I have talked about this a little bit, about how powerful sports can be as an intervention in school. Talk a little bit about that for us. How powerful is that intervention of athletics in school?
Yeah, it's really powerful. I would say that it's probably, especially at the high school level, and certainly you'll find that in the middle school level, it can be the single largest intervention that we have for students. And the amount of students that we have that enroll in those athletic opportunities, whether it's in club sports or it's a CIF sanctioned sport, that serves as really a strong intervention, primarily because of the relationships that they build and the relationships that they build with their coaches, the relationships they build in that team and that community. And so the research is overwhelming, you know, on the role that being involved in something and how that contributes to one's success. And so when you have more resources available to kids, and when that's adult resources and peers, then what you're going to find is, as an intervention, you know, there's a lot of success that kids have found with that. And so over the years, it's proven to be true, and I still believe it to be true. And it's why I'm a big advocate for it.
You know, we call them pink sheets, just because one year I ran them off on pink paper is a joke, but it's a weekly, like, checking, is homework done, how's behavior in the classroom, they bring it to practice at the end of the week. Then one year I'm like, okay, we're doing all this, is this really effective or not? So I did our grade point average as a team at the beginning of the year, mm-hmm. and again at the end, and it was a full point better as a team. That's yeah. huge. Just that interaction, them knowing that I think their schooling is important, education is important, and that yeah. relationship, like you said, that you build with them, and you can promote education and really motivate them to do better. And I think that relationship thing goes both ways. I know coming back to school this year, it's been a huge advantage to me to have a whole bunch of my wrestlers in class, because mm-hmm. a bunch of kids I know, And they know what I expect of them, so that kind of helps set the tone. So it really has a big impact on a campus when sports are a big part of what you do and part of the culture. I think it has a big impact on the campus as a whole.
Yeah, I agree, Dana. I mean, you know, that sense of belonging that it can give to kids to be a part of something. And when I say something, you know, it's a direct connection to the school and the school community. It's powerful. You know, it's really powerful. And so that's why it's important. You know, it's important, you know, to grow the programs. It's important to make sure that we have the availability of programs for kids, and make sure that we're connecting them with ways that they feel like they have joy, feel like ways that they belong. And that's what, you know, it's proven to be successful time and time again. And that's why we need to make sure that we continue to really kind of massage that culture and ensure that students are having that success and working with our coaches in that regard as well.
Yeah. Yeah. As you're saying that and talking about the school, and it really goes out beyond that. And one of the things that I love, especially about wrestling, because we're out in the community more like on the weekends doing tournaments and stuff. And just how our kids, like from Carnegie and Pasture and Barrett and Sylvan and Kingswood, just support each other when we're out at those tournaments. They cheer each other on, right? It's all of a sudden it's San Juan against the world, but that's tying that whole community together and motivating them either more. It's really a powerful thing to see.
Yeah, it can be. You know, they build relationships across school sites. They build relationship with kids that could last a lifetime. They make connections with adults, with families, all of those things. Absolutely. And so finding ways to continue to get, you know, all kids the opportunity to do that as well is important. And that's always a goal that we have, is that, you know, we recognize the impact it can have on someone through our own experiences. You know, we can look at the research and stuff as well. So then part of the challenge is how do we make sure that we keep finding ways to impact all of our students?
Right. And great segue into our last question here. What do you hope San Juan is able to achieve by improving and growing middle school athletics?
Yeah, it fits right in nicely with really what we're talking about. There's just so much opportunity that sits out there if we can find ways to provide access for kids, right? So one of the things I'm really excited about is, you know, we have some very established sports that kids are doing in middle school. But what are some other alternatives? You know, we have a very diverse population of students in our district. Are there opportunities to find ways to appeal to all students, and certainly students from different cultures, different backgrounds, different experiences? And so I think that that opportunity is there. You know, we're doing the equity work in our district, and I think that applies to everyone and all things that we do. And this is no different. And so if there's ways that we need to find to keep reaching out, having conversation, learn more, try to better understand what students want, what students need, and then how we can work to try to fill those needs. I see that there's opportunity there within our middle school athletics, which really then helps in that transition as they move into high school, where we know that the graduation mark, you know, the stakes are raised at that point. That may help, in fact, as we try to help transition those students. And it could be through the avenue of those that are interested in athletics as a way to help bridge them from one into the other by providing opportunities and creating those opportunities for them to build up, be a part of that school culture, feel like they belong. And then they're able to hit that mark with that graduation that then propels them forward.
Right. And, you know, you mentioned that. I think that's such a powerful tool to get kids ready for high school. You know, Garrett Lane and I work very closely together with our kids from Carnegie to Bella Vista, because that's where the majority of my wrestlers end up. And they're so much more prepared when they walk on a high school campus and they know other people from our program. They know coaches on campus. It is really a way to help those kids as they grow and have more expectations when they go into high school.
Yeah, absolutely, Dana. I mean, that certainly is there. And, you know, it shows itself in a variety of ways. We have a variety of clubs. You know, you have high schools that have anywhere from 40 to 60 or 70 different types of clubs on campus. Middle school have a lot of different clubs that they offer as well for kids. So no different in that athletics can be similar in that regard, and sometimes on a larger scale, depending on the participation of students that you have. So I agree 100%. There's opportunity for them to be able to connect and have that transition. And even with students who we have as mentors, you know, in high school that are working with middle school students, whether it's through programs that have been built from the youth program into the high school program, or just being more strategic with our high schools and working with our middle schools to promote and try to find ways to engage kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, I really appreciate your open ear and open mind to the things that we talk about when we talk about middle school sports. And I appreciate the idea of, well, let's try it. If we can't do it, we can't do it, but let's try and get it done. You know, the worst can happen is they say no, but that willingness to push forward and try to get things done. So I really appreciate that. And I really appreciate you coming on the podcast.
Of course, Dana, I had a great time. I appreciate it. And I appreciate you and all the work that you do, specifically with our coaches and our site administrators and the work that you all do for kids. So thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Darren. And we will talk soon.
Okay. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks to Darren Kitchen for joining us on this episode. Cross country has begun. Check with your school for the running schedule and get out there to see some of the competition. This is my shout out. Recently, I marked the 6-month anniversary of my stroke with a group we finally call Team Stroke to 5K. With this group's support, I ran the Bubble Run 5K from start to finish. And I'm so grateful for this group from my high school class in Bella Vista, teachers from Carnegie, wrestlers, wrestling coaches, my physical therapist, my amazing family. And thank you to all of you for supporting me and making that that goal come true, that wish come true. I really appreciate all of you. Onward, forward. The Performance Connection supports the Positive Sports Report. Unlock your potential for your youth or high school sports organization and athletes with positive coaching and mental preparation. Learn how to build an organization based on core values and stay focused, positive, and motivated with help from the Performance Connection. See the services available from the Performance Connection at theperformanceconnection.com. Please subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast service and follow us on Instagram at the Positive Sports Report. Until next time, let's keep our sports positive.